This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
He currently holds a world record for the highest note ever hit by a male singer, and he's also a vocal coach and songwriter. Welcome to Joy 94.9, Mr. Adam Lopez.
I'm glad to be here, having a chat with you guys.
Are you a distant relation of Jennifer Lopez?
Well, we both have big butts, but that's pretty much it.
Really? I bet you're a better live singer than she is.
Oh, thank you.
Welcome to the show, Adam, first of all. Now, I understand you got started in singing at age 3. That's pretty young.
Yes, I was brought up with music. So, I mean, age 3, it could have actually been even earlier. You know, I was just literally brought up, both of my parents are musicians. And yeah, I just started singing the second I could actually, you know, form words, really.
Your parents are both Spanish and musicians. Did they have any reservations about you wanting to be a singer?
Not at all. I think I was quite encouraged. In fact, because they were musicians, I would actually perform with them quite often at the Spanish club on the weekends. And yeah, and even throughout all the way through primary school, high school. And then after that, I went on to study opera. So they had no problems at all with that.
Now, you're quite famous for being able to hit the high notes. And I want to know when you discovered that you could sing quite high. I mean, were you trying to, you know, sing along to Mariah Carey tunes in your bedroom? Or when did you suddenly realise that your voice could go up quite a few octaves?
It was actually when I was studying opera. I was doing some vocal warm-ups at a piano. And I was singing in my falsetto, like, that sort of range.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, my voice sort of flipped up into a different register. And I thought, oh my gosh, what's this? And then I just found that I could sing all the way up to the top end of the piano. And I thought, oh, this is it's bizarre. And then basically I just realized that I could actually use those notes and actually add vibrato, you know, that wavy, lovely sound that you have in singing. And I was able to sing, you know, melodic. I was able to, you know, sing melodies up there.
Now, you hold the world record. How did you sort of get the world record? Did you just phone them up and say, hey, I can sing quite high and I reckon I'm better than anyone else? Or how did it come about?
Well, basically, I went to their website. The first time I broke the record was back in 2003. Mm-hmm. I went to their website, the Guinness World Records website, and I downloaded the information as to how to do it. And back then, the Guinness World Record note wasn't, like, I could sing that note plus a few notes more. And I thought, well, I could easily sing that note. So they sent me the information, the forms that I had to fill in and the witnesses that had to be around whilst it was recorded. And so basically, yeah, I did that, and they listened to the attempt. They had the verification, and then I was invited to perform it as well in 2005 on television live, which is the version that everybody sees on YouTube.
Yeah.
And I got to break my own record plus set yet another one, so it was great.
Can you still do it? And I don't need a demonstration because I've got headphones on that turned up loudly, but I just want it to yes or no.
Yes, I can. I can, and I use it in my music as just colour notes, you know. I enjoy singing and then having some extra parts of the song towards the end or wherever it sort of adds colour and it enhances the journey of the song.
Like, in all seriousness, it's a great accomplishment and obviously helps you as a singer if you had to do that. But I just want to know, do you ever use it as a party trick?
You know what? I've never really used it as a party trick, but I did use it once at McDonald's. Their chip machine, like when they're frying the chips, there's a little beep coming out of the machine that tells them that the chips are ready to turn or turn, you know, or take them out of the oil. So I was waiting in a queue and I heard the machine go off and I thought, oh gee, I could probably imitate that. So I sang the same notes as the chip machine beep. So they would go to rescue the chips and think, hang on, what, the lights are flashing. What the hell's going on here? And then I'd do it again. I did it a couple of times in a row, and we were having a good old chuckle.
Now, Adam, obviously when we think of high notes, we think of Minnie Riperton or Mariah Carey. Now, you've actually sang backing vocals for Mariah. What an amazing opportunity. Did you give her any tips?
You know what? Back then, it wasn't as developed. Like, when I sang backing vocals for Mariah Carey, it was in 98 when she did her Butterfly World Tour.
Right.
It was only in the Brisbane show, though. You know, she needed big gospel sort of backing vocal sounds for one particular song called Make It Happen. And, back then I was too shy to try and attempt the high note. Hello, in front of the diva of all big high notes at that time. And I certainly didn't want to embarrass myself.
Join 94.9, the Sound Museum, your guide to the music industry with myself, Leo, and Jono this evening. On the line from Queensland is singer-songwriter Adam Lopez. Now, before the break, Adam, we were talking about your world record-breaking voice, now the highest note ever hit by a male singer. Now, since 2005, you've released three albums, including the last album, Till the End of Time. This time around, you've been working with Matt Pop, who is based in the Netherlands. He's worked with some UK artists, including Nikki French, Hazel Dean and Sunita. Also, some Australian artists, Sammy Paul and Peter Wilson. What kind of sound were you going for with this current release? How did you discover Matt Pop?
Well, I was watching RuPaul's Drag Race on Foxtel. Mm-hmm. And towards the end, where the credits were rolling, RuPaul said, and now we have a special release of Main Event. And it's a special Matt Pop remix. And then I heard it. I thought, oh my gosh, this is a brilliant 80s sound. Whoever this guy is has captured the 80s sound so well. And I looked him up on YouTube and wrote to him. And yeah, basically, as conversations ensued, we said, hey, yeah, let's do some work together. At first, the first six songs that I wrote, the intention behind the theme of the album wasn't really a dance album at that point. It was more sort of rock pop, but then when we said, hey, yeah, let's do a full album, that's when I sort of did a big paradigm shift and went on to write some dance tracks for the album, and loved what Matt Pop did with every single track.
Now, with Matt based in the Netherlands and you in Australia, take us through the process of recording the new material, because I understand that you wrote the songs here in Australia, you recorded your vocals and then sent them through to him via email, and he just did his thing. Is that right?
That's exactly right. Here in Australia, I would write the songs, record the lead vocals as I wanted it, like the final vocals, with the backing vocals and a demo backing track. And then I would send him the chord progression as well, just all by email. We hadn't had one conversation, a verbal conversation. It was just all email. And, he would, about a week or so later, he'd send back the finished product. And I was always blown away with his talent. He's just phenomenal. And he's got such attention to detail as well and such musicality.
When you write a song and you send it off to a producer, what are you looking for? Is there a particular, you know, sound that you were aiming for with this record, or what was the whole sort of process behind it?
In the demo that I present, I sort of give the hint of where I would like it to go. But I gave Matt Pop full rein to give his own interpretation. And you know what? Not once was I disappointed with his interpretation. I think he nailed it every time, and he was almost psychically understanding where I wanted the song to go. It was just quite an amazing journey from, you know, concept to creation and final product. It was just really quite a rewarding process.
Because the track you've chosen as the first single is the track When All Is Said and Done, which of course is an ABBA cover. What made you choose that song? Because, I mean, ABBA have got hundreds of songs, so why that one?
They do. I think it's one of Matt's favourites, and he actually suggested a couple, and we toyed with a couple of other songs, and I liked the intent behind When All Is Said and Done, and I liked the lyric content and the sort of the drama in the music. And the album is quite happy and quite positive, and I think it needed a couple of dramatic pieces. And
Are you a dramatic person, Adam? Have you got drama happening?
No. Well, I think the album needed, everything was so positive and so, you know, high energy, it needed a dramatic piece or a piece that sort of, you know, changed the mood a little bit of the album. So I think When All Is Said and Done was the final piece that we chose, and I was really happy with how it turned out.
Now, what else can we expect from the album? Any surprises?
Yes, there's another release coming soon, and it's called You. And that's actually the first dance track that I wrote. When Matt Pop and I decided to do a full, you know, album, I'd already done six songs, and I said, right, well, I'm gonna do a dance track. And the first dance track I wrote was this one. And it's, again, really quite happy with how it turned out, because, you know, I hadn't really written dance music before. And Matt was over the moon as well with the piece. He was quite happy, and I'm really chuffed as to the feedback that I got from Matt, and Energize Records as well, and and can't wait to hear the audience response from this song.
Our special guest from Queensland is Adam Lopez. Adam, are you up for some quickfire questions?
Fire away.
Your first record you bought?
Someday, Mariah Carey.
Really?
Yeah.
That's like 1990, right? Leo, I'm a big Mariah fan.
Leo's got a big grin on his face now.
It was a single because I read in a magazine that it had the highest note ever sung, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I've got to hear this.
Which is at the end, right?
Yeah, no, don't try it. Hey, this probably already gives us the answer to the next question, which is favourite diva.
Favourite diva. Okay, well, I like RuPaul.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. Don't look so surprised, Leo.
I'm just saying. who was your gay musical icon?
I suppose I didn't know they were gay, but I suppose Queen.
Okay.
You know, back
okay.
when I was a child, I didn't realise, you know, he was gay. Yeah, I suppose he's one of my favourites.
Are you going to go to the tour when they come here with Adam Lambert?
Oh my God,
it's going to be amazing. You have to.
I would love to check it out. I think it's going to be a phenomenal show.
It's going to be awesome. Hey, female and male artists you would like to duet with?
Female I would like to duet with. Just the one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Damn it. Okay. I suppose Mariah would be awesome, yeah.
Now, you're a backing vocalist, and yep. you're also a singing teacher as well. So from a technical point of view, how do you rate these singers, Mariah Carey?
10 out of 10.
No, a bit more specific, Adam.
Oh, okay. I thought there was like quick fire.
No. We can expand on it. In one word,
describe Mariah Carey.
I think her vocal ability was and is phenomenal, and the control of her voice is, you know, forever set a standard. And I think anyone that tries to sing a Mariah Carey song will always probably find that they're not going to quite cut it.
Because have you heard the new album?
I haven't. I'm really actually not. I haven't. I've been out of touch with Mariah's new material.
You're not missing anything.
Yeah.
Next, Vanessa Amorosi.
Phenomenal voice as well. I think her range is quite amazing, her singing range. I loved the Power album. Her first album was, I loved it.
Keith Urban.
He's pretty handsome. I met Keith Urban, and I think his voice is wonderful for the style that he does, and I think he's amazing.
Darren Hayes.
Beautiful vocals. I met Darren as well. He's got lovely, gorgeous vocals and amazing songwriting skills.
I'd agree with you on that.
Kylie Minogue.
I met Kylie as well.
Don't name drop.
Kylie is... I particularly loved all the 80s and 90s repertoire. Pop diva, fantastic. And she's quite hot as well.
Now, finally, you are based up in Brisbane. When are we going to see you down here in Melbourne? And are you going to be doing any live shows?
I hope to. I'm just waiting on getting a bit more traction and getting the album out there a little bit more. And then I do hope to go to Melbourne and have a bit of a sing and maybe even some promotional performances at some clubs. And, yeah, it's going to be fun.
Make sure you pop in and see us.
I most definitely will.
The new single from Adam Lopez, When All Is Said and Done, is online right now. Check out the remixes as well. The new album, Kaleidoscope, is due out in August. Visit Adam's website, adamlopez.com, and follow him on Twitter and Facebook. Thanks for joining us, Adam.
It has been a pleasure, and I hope to hear from you guys soon and see you guys as well when I pop down in Melbourne.
Fantastic. And best of luck with the single, okay?
Thank you very much.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.